Hey, deserving listeners. Today, it's just me. I'm going to do a deep dive on passive-aggressive personality disorder and just passive-aggressive behavior in general. Passive-aggressive personality disorder is one of the most interesting elements of the field of psychology and psychotherapy and psychiatry. For the majority of the history of our field, passive-aggressive personality disorder was one of the most popular diagnoses in all of mental health. In the past, everyone knew how to diagnose it. Most clinicians would tell you they had several patients with passive-aggressive personality disorder. And yet today, the diagnosis no longer exists. The diagnosis is gone. So for decades, it was one of the most prominent diagnoses in the DSM. But then in the latest DSM published in 2013, passive-aggressive personality disorder just vanished from the DSM. Why would that happen? How could one of the most common psychiatric conditions of all time just disappear? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today. Also, passive-aggressive personality disorder is perhaps one of the most misunderstood diagnoses, in my opinion. Almost everything that I've read on the internet and seen videos on the internet of people talking about it, almost everything I can find, in my opinion, is completely inaccurate or very simplistic. There are articles on Psychology Today that characterize passive-aggressive personality disorder in a way that sounds like half of the United States would qualify for it. And it doesn't do us any good to talk about personality disorders in this really simplistic and inaccurate way. As with all personality disorders, the general public and many clinicians, frankly, think that they understand passive-aggressive personality disorder, but in reality, they have, again, a very simplistic sort of book understanding of it. You really have to interact with a number of people with this disorder. You have to know personality disorders really well, frankly. And you can't just look at the symptoms in a book and just understand it. Personality disorders are super complex, and they are often described, even among clinicians, in this really, really simplistic, misunderstood way. This is not to say that in this episode that I'm going to describe it in this super superior way. That's not what I'm claiming here, but I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to try to describe this from a number of different angles. I mean, there are videos on YouTube of people describing passive-aggressive personality disorder in like 3 minutes. And I just have to say that's impossible. You can't explain any personality disorder in 3 minutes. It's just not possible. And this sort of simplistic way of looking at personality disorders is what I think leads to a lot of clinicians and obviously the public misunderstanding it. So hopefully by the end of this deep dive, which I'm guessing is going to go on for hours, you will be able to recognize this personality in other people, because it's very likely that you know people with this sort of personality. Another really weird thing about passive-aggressive personality disorder is that aside from, say, narcissistic personality disorder, passive-aggressive personality disorder has become a part of the popular vernacular and language. I bet you every adult in the United States is called someone, quote-unquote, passive-aggressive, right? How did this term become so popular among lay people? In fact, one of the things people say about Seattle is that us in Seattle, that, you know, we're all super passive-aggressive, they will say. You know, Seattle is just a bunch of passive-aggressive people. Supposedly, we're the most passive-aggressive city in the world. You know, is that true? Are we really the most passive-aggressive city in the world? I don't know. Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to do a deep dive on passive aggression. I'm going to talk about the history of the disorder going back to the 1800s, the history of the DSM and of the personality disorder, the symptoms. I'm going to talk about the symptoms. I'm going to talk about common presentations. And this is where it really helps to talk in length about this sort of thing. You have to talk about a full presentation in order to really understand. You can't just look at symptoms, because if you look at symptoms, you half the people you know would qualify for this disorder. So you really have to see the full depth and the way in which these personalities are structured and how they manifest in ways that aren't obvious upon first meeting them. But anyway, so I'm going to talk about common presentations. I'll provide some case examples. I'll present causes, how passive-aggressive personality disorder is created. And then I'll end with talking about the treatment, how do we treat people with disorder, and whether or not Seattle is indeed the most passive-aggressive city in the world. Again, I have many pages of notes, and if history serves, this episode will be about 3 hours long. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I am program director at the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm also a licensed marriage and family therapist. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron yet of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins, before the 3 hour talk begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Become a patron and I'll send you the instructions on how to access hundreds of premium episodes like this one. I do many deep dives, including personality disorders, but on many other things. And remember that a portion of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.